Day two, and the students at the Chinese school are finally out of the classroom. In Britain, PE is often a chance to let off steam and have some fun. At just 2 hours of compulsory PE a week, it's a small part of the curriculum. In Chinese schools, things are a bit different.
And one line for girls, and the boys in one line. Yeah.
In the 1990s, the Communist government of China decided that physical exercise would become central to the national examination system.
Because we focus on study, some students have a health problem. But parents don't like it. They said, why my son should be running quick? We don't want to be a sportsman. We just want to go to good university. So they don't think about health is very important. But government force the school to do this. If you cannot pass PE, you cannot go to a good high school and a good university.
Okay.
Now PE is part of the national Zhengkao exam, the target for Chinese students at the age of 15.
I just want to explain what is Zhengkao. If you want to go to the good school, in the high school, you have to pass some national exam. We have running. For the boys, you will run 1,000 meters. Girl is 800.
Miss Wang will be assisted by Bohunt PE teacher Anna Hogg to deliver PE, Chinese style. The kids are all going to be timed, tested and ranked against each other. The news has not gone down well with everyone.
They're a bit shocked that in China this is compulsory rather than optional. We do fitness tests, but it's very much ability set, so they will run against people that are the similar ability. I think it's the idea of having the pressure that they have to pass. You know, students are scared of failing.
Jo excels in academic subjects, but struggles with PE.
Right, listen. If your best means, okay, listen to me. If your best means that you don't get 6 points, then you don't get 6 points, okay? Don't worry yourself about it. What you've got to do is you've got to breathe properly. Yeah. You can do it. Yeah, you can do it.
It's a bit, like, disheartening if you're in a class with people who are a lot higher ability than you. It's kind of like, it's not really going to help your confidence if everyone's seeing you and you're like doing the worst in the class.